Senate will come to order. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, may I have privilege of the floor?
You may.
Members of the Senate, it's my great pleasure to introduce some folks to you. Joining us in the gallery this afternoon is Daniel Lau. He's up here in the north balcony with Mr. Willis from the Business Council. He is the Director General of the Taipei Economic Cultural Office in Seattle, as well as with him is Vice Counsel Edward Liu. I think he's taking a photo somewhere of the director himself. The purpose of their organization is to promote and strengthen economic, cultural, educational, and other related ties between the northwestern United States and the Republic of China on Taiwan. Please help me in welcoming these special guests to the chamber. We just had a very informative meeting with the director. There are so many potentials for our state and their country to network and to join in economic adventures together. And so with your indulgence, we are more than delighted to introduce the director to you here today. Hey.
Well, again, welcome, Mr. Director, and we very much look forward to further talks and further discussion in regard to how your country and our state can exchange trade ideas. Messages from the House.
February the 28th, 2011, from the House of Representatives. Message, third reading passed. Mr. President, the bills listed below passed the House on third reading by the vote indicated. Senate File 69, Reviser Bill. Ayes 59, excused 1. Senate File 112, National Guard Billeted Soldiers Fund. Ayes 59, excused 1. Senate File Number 131, Military Department, Federally Funded Positions. Ayes 59, excused 1. Senate Joint Resolution Number 7, Bark Beetle Mitigation. Ayes 59, excused 1. Senate Joint Resolution 1, Right to Hunt, Fish, and Trap. Ayes 56, noes 3, excused 1. February the 28th, 2011, from the House of Representatives, message number 437, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 90, Wyoming Nurse Practice Acts Amendment. Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 59, excused 1. Concurrence requested. Senate File 91, Wildlife Livestock Disease Research Partnership Funding. Ayes 58, noes 1, excused 1. Concurrence requested, message number 439, Senate File 109, State Parks Temporary Peace Officers. Ayes 59, excused 1. Message number 441, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 124, Overweight and Oversized Vehicle Penalties. Ayes 52, noes 7, excused 1. Message number 444, concurrence requested, Senate File 38, school athletics safety. Pass the House, ayes 42, no 17, excused 1. Message number 445, concurrence requested, Mr. President, Senate File 58, landowner right in wind energy development. Pass the House, ayes 59, excused 1. Message number 446, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate file number 132, strangulation of a household member. Passed the House, ayes 34, noes 25, excused 1. February the 28th, 2011, from the House of Representative, message number 449, concurrence passed. Mr. President, the House did concur on Senate amendments to the bill listed below by the vote indicated. House Bill 179, Energy Improvement Program. Ayes 56, noes 3, excused 1. Message number 450, concurrence passed. Mr. President, the House did concur on Senate amendments to the bills listed below by the vote indicated. House Bill 252, Review of State Executive Department Positions. Ayes 59, excused 1. Message number 451, concurrence passed. Mr. President, the House did concur on Senate amendments to the bill listed below by the vote indicated. House Bill number 253, Wyoming Nurse Practice Act Amendments. Ayes 59, excused 1. Message number 452, concurrence passed. Mr. President, the House did concur on Senate amendments to the bill listed below by the vote indicated. House Bill number 255, Veteran Tax Exemption. Ayes 59, excused 1. February the 28th, 2011, from the House of Representatives. Message number 453, concurrence failed. Mr. President, House Bill 107, Municipal Court Jury Trials. The House failed to concur on Senate amendments to the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 0, noes 59, excused 1. The House requests the Senate appoint a conference committee number 1 to meet with a like committee from the House to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. Message number 448, concurrence failed. Mr. President, House Bill 174, Designated Transfer of State Lands. The House failed to concur on Senate amendments to the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 2, noes 57, excused 1. The House requests the Senate appoint a conference committee number 1 to meet with a like committee from the House to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. February the 28th, 2011, from the House of Representatives, message number 454, Joint Conference Committee Report adopted. Mr. President, House Bill 8, Wyoming Traditional Food Act. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 59, excused 1. February the 28th, 2011, from the House of Representatives, message number 455, Joint Conference Committee report not adopted. Mr. President, House Bill 13, Hathaway Success Curriculum 2. The House failed to adopt the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 17, noes 42, excused 1. The House requests the Senate appoint a new conference committee to meet with a like committee from the House. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Before we go on to other unfinished business and bills on third reading, I want to appoint a joint conference committee here. And the conference committee that I'm appointing is regard to message 448 having to do with House Bill 174. And that committee would be chaired by D. Bout along with Senator Geis and Senator Landon. Bills on third reading. House Bill 23, third reading of the House Bill.
House Bill 23, Sex Offender Registration Amendments, an act relating to sex offender registration and notification, sponsored by the Judiciary Committee. Be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
There is an amendment. I'd ask that that be read in at this time.
House Bill 23, third reading, amendment number 1 to engrossed copy, page 1, line 8.
Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 23 and ask for the body's favorable consideration. And Mr. President, I want to draw everybody's attention to this research memo that was passed out at noon. There are some questions when I brought this issue up earlier on this bill as to whether or not it, whether other states have done it, whether we could do it. The research department came back, and there are 10 other states, Mr. Chairman, that do this. This particular amendment does is, as you recall, I had $90 twice a year. I bring this back for your consideration at the level of $50 on the initial registration under this act. And on or after July 1st, 2011, an additional $50 fee for each time the offender is required to register. So whenever there's a need for something else that the offender has to do, if they move around the state and require some more paperwork and some more effort by the local law enforcement officials or other people, it goes for another $50, Mr. Chairman, and that's deposited in an account, and the division may expend the funds within the account for purposes of implementing the requirements of this act. And if you look at the sheet that I passed out, Colorado sets it at a local level. Idaho's $10.40, Illinois is $20.10, Louisiana is set at a local level, Massachusetts is set at $75 initially, we're at $50 on this, and another $75 annually. We only tag them for another $50 if we act, if actually one thing, if something has to happen. Michigan's at $35, Missouri's clear down to $5 and $10. Ohio is up to $100 a year, and in a $25 in another case. Tennessee, Mr. President, is an annual fee of $150. That's every year, $150. And Utah is an annual fee of $100. So, Mr. President, I think we're kind of right in the middle on this one here. I think it's a reasonable amount. It'll help offset some of the expenses that's incurred in this registration program, and I'd ask for your favorable consideration.
Questions or comments in regard to the amendment? Senator Von Flatern, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. My only question would be, what do we do if they don't pay the money, or what do these other states do?
Okay. Other questions, comments? Senator Scott?
Well, Mr. President, I understand that when the Chinese communists execute somebody, they then build a family for the cost of the bullet. And I guess this is following that particular precedent. So I suppose there is precedent for it. Mr. President, my question is, does that apply just to the people who are newly required to be registered by this act, or does it reach beyond and apply to everybody that has to register?
Other questions, Senator Ross, or Mr. Majority Floor Leader? Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. On and against the amendment. Folks, much of what we're having to do here today is the result of federal imposition upon us with regards to registration to comply. I would venture to guess that we probably wouldn't even be taking that step but for the federal government telling us what we need to do, but for... a number of previous things that we have enacted as a result of the federal government telling us what to do. You know, when we started down this whole thing with regards to sex offender registration, You know, our idea was, and the good senator from Sheridan had a pretty good idea about the Board of Parole being the ones and gradating and determining their risk of offense, of reoffense. And unfortunately, we don't even get a chance to do that now. Because of the Adam Walsh Act, you have to register, period, if you've been convicted, no matter how slight that offense is. So I suggest to you that while it may be laudable in some respects that the offender pay a fee, we're imposing quite a burden upon them as it is right now, and I'd urge us to take a cautious step with regards to this amendment.
Other comments or questions before the sponsor stands? Go ahead, Senator Meyer, if you'd like to respond.
Thank you, Mr. President. On the question of what happens if they don't pay this, first we have funding that backstops this, so the registration system will go on. But, Mr. Chairman, there's also an incentive for them to pay that, so they keep a clean record and they're eligible to get their names off the list. And folks, if you've got somebody that stays in one place and they're basically a good member of that community, they're not going to be required to pay the $50 again in their life. And it only applies to those people that are required to register under this act. So if there's not a new requirement for registration, those folks won't have to pay anything either. From the standpoint of whether or not we should implement this and the basis for it, Mr. President, these folks and everybody that gets into the legal system has to pay things like court costs. Mr. President, this isn't any different than having to pay court costs on things. Then, Mr. President, if you look at it from the standpoint of our neighborhood, Utah, and some of these other states, if they're shopping for the least restrictive place to go, the way they want to move to someplace, Mr. President, and we're at $50 in Wyoming, they may very well want to move here rather than move to Tennessee at $150 or Utah at $100 annual fee, because these aren't annual fees. They're just one something takes place if they move and they have to re-register. So, Mr. President, I think it's a reasonable amount. It takes care of part of the cost, just like court costs when they're paid takes care of part of the cost of the court. If you're a criminal, I think you have to look at some restitution. This restitution really is to the taxpayer of the state of Wyoming, Mr. President, and that's why I bring it forward.
Question is before us is in regard to third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 23. All those in favor of this amendment say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no.
No.
That amendment has failed. We are now back on the bill. House Bill 23, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The Chief Clerk will please call the roll.
Barnard. Aye. Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
No.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Amrick. Esquibel,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Martin,
aye.
Meyer,
no.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Rothbus,
no.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
no.
Von Flatern, President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 26 ayes, 4 noes.
House Bill 23, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the Senate, House Bill 23 has passed the Senate. House Bill 29, third reading of the House Bill.
House Bill 29, DUI, Elimination of Right to Refuse Test, an act relating to driving under the influence, sponsored by Representative Gingery. be it enacted by the legislation of the state of Wyoming.
There is an amendment. The First Amendment is Amendment 5. I'd ask that that be read in at this time.
House Bill 29, Third Reading Amendment Number 5, to engrossed copy, page 1, line 10.
Senator Burns, go ahead, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move Third Reading Amendment Number 5 to House Bill 29 and ask that the body vote aye. Mr. President, on Friday when we were going over the amendments, I sponsored Amendment Number 2, which passed the Senate, and found out subsequently that in line 12, there's a citation there of 31.5.234. And in fact, what that did was restrict the effects of that amendment, which, and to remind the body what the amendment did, it stated that the blood at the hospital could be used for no other purposes other than for the DUI testing. But that citation restricted it only to the youth statutes. So, Mr. Chairman, I bring Amendment Number 5. What it does is it just reads into the bill so it includes everybody, including adults and CDL drivers, so that nobody's blood can be used for anything other than the purposes of the DUI.
Questions? Comments? Hearing none? All those in favor of this amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That amendment, Third Reading Amendment Number 5 to House Bill 29, has passed. We are now on the Sixth Amendment, and I'd ask that that be read in at this time.
House Bill 29, Third Reading Amendment Number 6 to engross copy, page 1, line 4.
Senator Meyer.
Yes, President. Mr. President, I read move Third Reading Amendment Number 6 to House Bill 29 and ask for the body's favorable consideration. Mr. President, this amendment states that alternatively, for the first offense, the court may impose a one-year suspension of the person's driver's license in addition to any suspension imposed under subsection F of this section, and shall not be considered part of the records as a conviction of this section for purposes other than implementation of the provisions of this act for purposes of second or subsequent offenses, and shall not be part of a record which is accessible by anyone other than Wyoming courts or law enforcement. Mr. President, what this amendment does is help those folks that that may be up at UW or some other institution of higher education where the court can look at the facts in the case and say that we're not going to allow those records to go out and be anybody else's business. And what this does, Mr. President, is that these students that are going to school, a lot of their funding as far as some of their student loans and things like that are, if they have a DUI, they may not be eligible for those. And that could affect that person's life for the rest of the year. For the rest of the year and, in fact, for the rest of their life. And, Mr. President, I think it's reasonable in that regard. If you have a DUI, you also can't have a government job for working for the federal government. So you'll have some student that gets in trouble, but as it stands now without this amendment, he'll be barred forever for having a federal job. So, Mr. President, I think that this is a reasonable thing to have the court look at all the facts that are out there. And he may alternatively sentence this person to 1 year suspension, but it doesn't get into the problem that why this bill was brought, and that is to make sure that if this individual is a habitual offender, the statutes will continue to apply for the second and subsequent offenses. So, Mr. President, I think this fine-tunes it, gives a very, very narrow exception, and a very narrow exception indeed, and that is just on the records. That's viewable to other people, that's not going to affect this individual's life for the rest of their life in a negative way because of one small mistake they might have had while they were at school. So, Mr. President, that's why I bring it. I think it's tailored and it's very, very fine-tuned, and I think it will work toward that purpose without destroying the intent of this bill.
Senator Ross.
Thank you, Mr. President. Question on the amendment. The amendment proposes that the court may impose a one-year suspension of driver's license. Right now, the court does not suspend anybody's driver's license. It is the Department of Transportation, and it's based on whether or not there's been a conviction, and then or if there's been a per se violation of the statute with regards to blowing over a .08 or along those lines, and then the court, or then the DOT on their own, is the one that does the suspension. It seems to me we're shifting the burden to the court, and I'm not sure how that would really work. So I'd like some further clarification on how the court is going to be the one doing the suspensions here versus the Department of Transportation.
Senator Von Flater.
Thank you, Mr. President. I was going to question how this fit very well. I was trying to read it into the bill, but the bill does start out with an act relating driving under the influence, so there is some cross there. But really, we're getting into the courts and sentencing and telling judges what they may or may not do, although we leave it as an option. I'll give you that. But I really don't see it within the bill. The bill is really talking about that applied consent, the process up to that moment. So I think this is jumping ahead a little bit too far.
Senator Scott, go.
On and against the amendment, I think there's a further consequence here that, and I think it applies to a good deal more than just university students. I think it applies to anybody. And right now, one of the things that happens, indeed, DWI, your insurance rates are likely to go up because if you've gotten convicted of that once, you're clearly at higher risk. And I think they can show you with chapter and verse and statistics that that's true. So what this will do is eliminate their ability to find that out. And those costs have to be recovered somewhere. Everybody else's insurance rates will go up. So you're voting, vote for this, you're voting to raise all your constituents' auto insurance.
Senator Perkins.
Thank you, Mr. President, I believe on and against the bill, but a question I would have, another question I would have is ultimately with also, there's also this 301 deferral that's out there. And so with the 301 deferral, which allows with the prosecutor's agreement, an individual can have a deferred prosecution. Ultimately, that doesn't end up as a conviction. And so ultimately, with between 301 and this, you could end up with potentially, as I see it, two bites at the apple. And if I'm wrong on that, I'd appreciate it in being corrected. Thank you, Mr. President.
Other comments in regard to the amendment, Senator Johnson?
Well, thank you, Mr. President. I'd ask you also to vote no on this amendment. First of all, the statistics show that there are 40 times that each driver drives under the influence of alcohol for every time they're caught. And so the first timer, that's not their first time. Also, as the old saying goes, my daughter and my money are at the University of Wyoming in Laramie, and she's 22, and I asked her about the drunk driving statutes. They can recite them. They know them. And they know the consequences down cold. So it's not going to be any surprise to them at all.
Other questions or comments? Senator Meyer, would you like to take your final shot?
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, as to how the courts would interact with the suspension with DOT, Mr. President, as I would understand it, the courts would simply go to DOT and inform them that the license was suspended, and that would go into their system, and it would be suspended by the court. It's a little different mechanism that we have now, but that's how I would assume some would be. The tall senator from the Toronto County is right that this does apply to more people than just college students, but this is primarily why I brought this, because we have a big problem with our Medicaid. We have a lot of people out there that are not employable because of things just like a DUI. And this is really the first bite of the apple. And as to the consideration of the first bite of the apple, currently in our statutes, you can have multiple bites of the apple, and that's what this bill primarily does, is take those multiple bites of the apple away through the implied consent, because you could eat a whole box full of apples with implied consent as it is right now, and this bill tightens it up to where the only bite of the apple you have is a 301 deferment. And with a 301 deferment, Mr. President, that goes into the argument that I really see this whole bill does, is that it's a lawyer's full employment bill from the standpoint that you have to have an attorney practically in all these cases where with the implied consent, an attorney really necessarily would not have to be present to afford the current applied consent statutes. And so what this does is still you'll probably have to have an attorney in here. It's not going to reduce the cost any more than it would otherwise, but it does allow two bites at the apple from that perspective, Mr. President. I think is tailored down and cut down to where it is truly in between what the statutes we have now and what the bill complies or what wishes to attain. So, Mr. President, I think it's a reasonable compromise, and I'd ask for your favorable consideration.
Question before us, third reading amendment number 6 to House Bill 29. All those in favor of this amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no?
No.
That amendment has failed. That does bring us back on the bill. Question being called on the bill. House Bill 29, having been read 3 separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The Chief Clerk will please call the roll.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
No.
Case?
No.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
No.
Amrick?
No.
Esquivel? Geis?
No.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
No.
Martin?
Aye.
Meyer?
Oh.
Nicholas?
No.
Nutting?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
No.
Schiffer?
No.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Flatern?
Aye.
President Anderson?
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing.
It's a good old feed.
Coe, no to aye.
Feed bill.
Driscoll, no to aye.
Bill for the lawyers.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 20 ayes, 10 noes.
House Bill 29, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the Senate, House Bill 29 has passed the Senate. House Bill 92, the third reading of the House Bill.
House Bill 92, impersonation through electronic means, an act relating to crimes and offenses, sponsored by Representative Lubnow. Be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
There is an amendment. I'd ask the reading clerk to read that first amendment at this time.
House Bill 92, third reading amendment number 1, corrected copy to engrossed copy, page 1, line 4.
Senator Meyer.
Mr. President, I want to double check and make sure I got the right corrected copy here. Yeah. Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I would move third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 92 and ask for your favorable consideration. Mr. President, I talked to one of the LSO attorneys over on the other side about this, notwithstanding any provision of law. It's a question that I had on the Committee of the Whole. The attorney on the House side said there's really no reason to have that provision in there because the elements within this bill should be able to stand on their own. So I deleted that intro into the paragraph, Mr. President. And I also looked at some of the discussion that we had as far as impersonation, And I think it was clear and apparent that this section did not apply to performances on for the purpose of professional entertainment. And so I talked to the sponsor on the House side and told him I was bringing this. He said he was fine with it. So, Mr. President, I put in the exception that these different impersonations, if they are performed on the Internet or other electronic devices, if it was for professional entertainment, that someone doing impersonations for that purpose would not be subject to these penalties. So, Mr. President, I bring that forward for your consideration and ask for a positive vote.
Senator Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. I really want to know what personal entertainment includes.
Senator Perkins.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I reluctantly would like to divide the amendment. Division 1 would be lines 5 through 7 and 11 through 14. And Division 2 would be lines 8 through 10.
The divisions being Division 1 being lines 5 through 7, also including lines 11 through 15. Division 2 being lines 8, 9, and 10. I do believe that that's divisible in that manner and ask that you go on. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. On Division 1, that gives an opportunity to hear the questions. Anything, I guess in looking at that, the two things that I'm wondering about Division 1 here are when we talk about the impersonation performed and the section not applying, I'm just wondering when we talk about professional entertainment, I'm trying to figure out when and how this would be prosecuted and also when you have the element of harm in there, exactly how that would fit in. So that if you're a professional entertainer and you spoof, is that the right word, spoof? When you spoof as a professional entertainer and you cause harm, you have an immunity from this, but if you're a professional entertainer, what if you're an amateur entertainer as well? I'm just trying to figure out how this would work, and I don't understand that, and so by dividing, we'll have the opportunity for the sponsor to help explain that just a little bit better. Thank you, Mr. President.
Okay, let's go on with our discussion of Division 1. Any other commentary in regard to Division 1? Then go ahead, Senator Meyer.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that division.
Thank you. I did talk to staff about that, and if you take this, Division 1, you take it out and you do a exemption for this, it does not in any way preclude any other law from applying if a professional entertainer spoofs someone and they want to sue for damages in a civil manner. And so it doesn't prohibit that in any way. So you don't give them immunity from prosecution in any other civil manner under any other remedy, because that's what staff told me on that regard. So you can still sue a professional entertainer if you're a public figure. You probably won't get very far because you're a public figure. But if you're not a public figure, then that's something well and different. But I guess professional entertainment is if you get paid for entertaining. So, Mr. President, I know that's probably as clear as mud, but that's what staff told me, so I'll leave it at that.
Division 1, including lines 5, 6, and 7, also lines 11 through 15, or lines 11 through 15. All those in favor of this Division 1, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no.
Division
1 has failed. We are now in Division 2. Who'd like to speak to that? Question being called in regard to Division 2, including lines 8, 9, and 10. All those in favor of Division 2, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That division has passed. There are no other amendments. House Bill 92, are we ready for the question? House Bill 92, having received the, House Bill 92, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
No.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Amrick.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Jennings,
aye.
Johnson, aye.
Landon,
aye.
Martin,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Rothfuss,
no.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 28 ayes, 2 noes.
House Bill 92, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the Senate, House Bill 92 has passed the Senate. House Bill 120, third reading of the House Bill.
House Bill 120, Public Meetings, an act relating to public meetings, sponsored by Representative Edmonds, be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'd ask the reading clerk to read in that First Amendment at this time.
House Bill 120, Third Reading Amendment Number 1 to Engrossed Copy, page 1, line 10.
Senator Meyer.
Mr. President, I'm hoping for 1 out of 5. Mr. President, I move Third Reading Amendment Number 1 to House Bill 120 and ask for your favorable consideration. Mr. President, all this amendment does is take this access down to city councils, board of county commissioners, and school district board executive sessions. So that's all it does. We had a lot of discussion about the 400 and some special districts and the hospital boards and everybody else that maybe shouldn't be subject to this. Mr. President, I was hoping that we could walk before we decide that we needed to run on this particular issue, and that's why I bring it forward. Ask for your favorable consideration.
Questions? Discussion? Senator Dockstader.
Thank you, Mr. President. Based on the discussion and the concerns, we'd look at this as a friendly amendment.
Other comments, questions? Seeing none, in regard to third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 120, all those in favor of this amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
Are those opposed, no. That amendment has passed. First amendment has passed. That brings us to the second amendment. I'd ask that be read in at this time.
House Bill 120, Third Reading Amendment Number 2 to Engross Copy, page 1, line 5.
Senator Christensen, would you like to speak to the amendment?
Mr. President, I think the majority of my concerns have been covered with the First Amendment that was adopted. I'll withdraw.
Third Reading Amendment Number 2 to House Bill 120 has been withdrawn after request of the sponsor. We are now back on the bill. House Bill 120. Having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? Chief Clerk will call the roll. Yes.
Just in summary, Mr. President, before we do this, appreciate all the good discussion we've had on this, both going into the weekend and now as we try to work for an amendment. I think what we're after here is trying to define what's misinformation or partial information and trying to correct it.
Try it again. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you, Mr. President. Appreciate the good discussion we had going into the weekend on this, members of the body. Trying to, with 120 and public meetings, we're trying to correct problems with misinformation and partial information. Because when we have partial information or misinformation, we got problems. Members of the body, when it comes to open meetings and open records, I think what we're trying to do here is create a relationship of trust between the public and government. Trust is needed in order for this system to work. Without trust, dissatisfaction, paranoia may even step in. I think when it comes down to it, we just look at governments by the people, for the people. When it's all said and done, it's about open meetings, open records, and access to our government. I ask for your favorable consideration.
Senator Burns, and then we'll go to Senator Coe.
Mr. President, I'm against the bill, and as I said, I don't know that I'm necessarily against the concept, but keep in mind that we're talking about 99 municipalities, 23 counties, and all the various boards and commissions that they entail, the entire state government, every agency in the state government, except ourselves, except the legislature. We're exempting ourselves from this. And then an additional or so, 400 or so districts in this state. Now, Mr. President, I mentioned that I was the subject of a pretty nasty editorial from my local paper last weekend. This weekend, it's the front page. It's the front page story, front page right side of what's going on with this bill. Okay, fine and dandy. The problem I have with that is the fact that, according to that editorial and according to the editor of our local paper, this has been a topic of discussion in the Wyoming Press Association for the last year. This and the other bill, 121, were their two most important topics and their highest priorities. The problem I have with that is, until that editorial, I never saw anything in my local paper about this issue. I never saw anything in the Casper paper about this issue. I would question the sponsor or the floor manager of the bill if he ever published anything in his paper about this issue. And the problem I have is that none of the people on any of these special districts, most of the people in the city councils and the county commissions and all those various commissions and most people in the state agencies don't know about this issue. They don't know about this bill, and they don't know that the effect that it's going to have on them. And I think that this should go to an interim study. It has been put into management council from one of the committees to be a topic of interim study. So, among other things, we can get input from all these, from that wealth of knowledge out there, so they can tell us, hey, here's some problems we may have with this. Here's some unintended consequences we may have from this. How many times have any of us heard somebody pitch an idea and say, yeah, that sounds pretty good, until you get into the committee and some other witness comes up and says, hey, here's why this is not such a good idea. And you go, huh. And you realize why it hasn't been passed before. Mr. Chairman, I am not insulting the press in any way. All I'm saying is that this idea needs to circulate among those people whom it's going to affect.
Senator Cole.
Against the bill. You know what this bill does? It sends an unfunded, unwarranted mandate from us back to the Meteetse Conservation District, for example. We don't need this bill right now. This is a mandate, and this is unfunded. It maybe deserves some interim topic, but I think right now this is absolutely, since I've been down here, which is a long time, one of the worst bills I've ever seen.
Senator Schiffer.
Mr. Chairman, I was just going to try and find out how my good colleague from Cody really felt, but I guess I won't. Mr. President, my concern with the bill has amended. The amendment we just put on said if you're a city or a county, you're shielded by the courts in terms of access to these records. But if you're a special district or any other governing body, you do not get that judicial shield. You have to make those things available, including the recordings, and what it actually is, they got to go make copies of the recordings, because if they let the original go, then I don't know what happens. But the amendment we just put on will add as a protection for cities and counties. But it leaves all other political subdivisions absolutely no protection, no shield on when they have to release those recordings. Now, I bring it up right now because I'm hoping I misread that, or my colleague put in a pretty poisonous amendment to this bill, and I think that's what happened.
Senator Nicholas, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I agree with my colleague from KC while you may like the amendment that we just put on, which is the third reading number one, it does not extend to all the coverage under the Act. And one of the areas that gives me great concern is the area in licensing, whether you're licensing doctors, physicians, in the sense of the schools, that be the licensure, or not the licensure, but the privileges that, or let's say termination of employment issues. So the deliberations for termination of employment would now be recorded. If you're in the licensing board, whether you're a hospital board or whether you're any other entity, when you get to the licensing, all those issues are now recorded. And believe me, folks, if you don't think those licensing or that transcript's going to be available for the subsequent appeal, they'll be there. And as I've always described, is you think that everyone's artful and they know what to discuss and what's inappropriate and what's appropriate. These are lay boards. They're not necessarily professionals. Now, in some instances, they are. Sometimes when you talk about the Board of Medical, Board of Medicine, they are people that probably have good sense of the medical issues to discuss, but there are often other things in terms of very personal things. You might have an exoneration that takes place, and yet there's a publicly recorded deliberation out there that really doesn't need to be there, shouldn't be there. And if it's there, it's available for disclosure. Finally, I'd say about this is that, you know, the Public Meetings, Public Records Act are acts that exist really across the nation. And during the, and there's a federal level, and I don't see any suggestion but that other states have had to go this far, have reached this far, and if they have, what protections they've afforded. If we think this is appropriate, it seems to me this is something that requires much greater deliberation that we're able to give it in the short time.
Senator Ross, let's go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. On and against this bill. A couple of additional points we discussed a little bit before, but I want to remind the Senate, we still don't have any provisions for handling of this information. So if we record sensitive conversations, even if we have some level of protection for that, who's going to handle this sensitive data? Where is it going to end up? Is it going to be in someone's safe? There's no provision for that. There's no training on how to handle sensitive data. You know, this is not well thought out, as we've heard. We've heard that this is about a concept of trust and about transparency in government. Well, I think we're all for transparency in government, but not everything needs to be public information. And I think we're all aware that there are situations where we need to keep some information private when it is sensitive, and this overrides that and goes against that concept, Mr. President.
I believe Senator Scott rose earlier, and then we'll go to Senator Bevel.
Mr. President, maybe I was missing something, but I thought with the amendment we just adopted, we got away from all the concerns about the boards and professional boards and commissions and restricted it to city councils and county commissions and school boards, and they're a lot less likely to be dealing with this kind of sensitive information and a lot more likely to be sophisticated about it. Did I entirely miss something with the very first amendment we adopted this afternoon? Or does that answer a lot of the concern we're hearing?
Senator let's go to Senator Meyer, and we are on the bill, of course.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, that was exactly what I was attempting to do. I'm not sure whether or not, after discussion, whether we have actually done that, because that was my attempt to do that. And I guess we've got one more day at third reading, Mr. President. I guess we'd if we could lay this back and sort it out and see whether that's what we actually did and talk with staff and make sure that it addresses the concerns of the two good senators on either side of me, because I certainly wanted to address those concerns in the manner in which they expressed them. But had I not done that, Mr. President, I'd apologize to the body and ask for your indulgence to work with the senators to either side of me and make sure that that occurs.
Senator Bebout? Mr. President, I was going to speak about the bill in general. Go ahead. We are still on the bill. We've not decided what we're going to do.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the Senate, I tried really hard over the weekend to figure out how I could support this bill, so I thought I'd go talk to the people that it affected, that being members of these various boards and districts and city councils. And no surprise, I couldn't see a lot of support out there, and I also tried to see how this would protect them. I didn't get a lot of support, so I went to the people in my district just to say, have you heard about this, or is it an issue? you feel like you need to understand more what's going on in executive sessions, this kind of discussion. Did not get any response in the affirmative there, Mr. President. So then I thought, well, I'll go to people that are with the boards and commissions in the meetings. And in fact, I went to one particular individual, been a friend of mine a long time, and he and his father have conducted maybe 4,000, he said, of these meetings. And he just felt like that in all the meetings he had, if this kind of a bill was to be in place, that it would just restrict the ability of those people there to participate, to do what they do, to be those kind of boards and do the business that they were appointed and or elected to do. So, Mr. President, I'm just having trouble out there. Now, I did not call my paper and ask them. I have to tell you that. But Mr. President, I just couldn't see a lot of support for this. Maybe an interim study would work. I can't comment on that third reading amendment. I didn't. I think that I would agree with my colleague from Albany and Johnson County on that issue, but I'm not prepared to speak to that.
Senator Christensen.
My initial response was that I thought that the amendment might actually clean things up and provide some clarity. It doesn't seem to have done that. That certainly weighed in on my decision to pull mine. But if I look at page 2 on line 16, page 2, line 16, it says, proceedings of executive session shall be confidential and produced only in response to a valid court order. Now, for me, that's kind of the bottom line of what we're doing here. And all the other words that are moving around, this isn't public information. There are consequences for releasing those confidential information, executive sessions. And while the wording may not be perfect yet, maybe we ought to hold it over, give us a chance to work with it a little bit. I really do. As I said before, I think this bill is one of those offers a tool and offers encouragement and support for those board members. And they may have to change how they do business a little bit, or they may have to be more careful, but I don't believe that recordings inhibit your public work for the public. In fact, I think it forces you to increase your focus and pinpoint what the task is at hand. Again, much like when we introduced cameras into police cars and then recordings into meetings, it forces everybody to pay attention to what they're doing. And then the end product is it offers a protection and a backup, a silent witness of what took place when people start to guess and talk and hem and haw. So, Mr. President, it seems like the sponsor of the amendment that was adopted is open to the idea of holding it over one day and giving a chance to look at it. And in light of the importance of it, I'd certainly support that.
Question being called, I've heard would like, maybe oughta. I've not heard a formal request that this be laid back in the form of a motion or a formal request. In the absence of that, Senator Meyer.
I would ask that it be laid back for one day.
It has been asked that House Bill 120 be laid back until third reading tomorrow, barring any objection. Objection being called, we would then call the roll. In regard to laying the bill back. Yes. All right. Senator Dockstader.
Or are we?
We would just be voting on whether or not to lay the bill back. If we vote on the, if the vote passes to lay it back, the bill will be laid back until third reading tomorrow. If that vote fails, we'll go ahead and vote on the bill.
Mr. President, I'll wait for that vote.
Okay, the vote is whether or not the bill should be laid back until third reading tomorrow. Call roll.
Barnard?
No.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
No.
Case?
No.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
No.
Dockstader? Driscoll?
No.
Amrick?
No.
Esquivel?
Aye.
Geis?
No.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
No.
Hines?
No.
Jennings?
No.
Johnson?
No.
Landon?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Nicholas?
No.
Nutting?
No.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
No.
Schiffer?
No.
Scott?
Aye.
Bonflatern?
No.
President Anderson?
No.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 11 ayes, 19 noes.
The vote to lay the bill back has failed. We are now back on the bill.
Question on the bill.
We'll allow Senator Dockstetter to go ahead and make your final comment.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank the body for a good, lively discussion on this. I think we've got to the point where we need to know, we need to take care of something in regards to our public meetings and our public records, having access to both. This specific piece of legislation gives us an opportunity to correct what could be misinformation or partial information. I would ask for your favorable consideration.
Are you ready for the question? House Bill 120, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? I'd ask the chief clerk to please call the roll.
Barnard?
No.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
No.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
No.
Amrick?
No.
Esquibel?
Aye.
Geis?
No.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
No.
Hicks?
No.
Hines?
No.
Jennings?
No.
Johnson?
No.
Landon?
No.
Martin?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Nicholas?
No.
Nutting?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
No.
Schiffer?
No.
Scott?
Aye.
Bonflatern?
Aye.
President Anderson.
No.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 14 ayes, 16 noes.
House Bill 120, having failed to receive the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the Senate, House Bill 120 has failed to pass the Senate. House Joint Resolution 1, first or third reading of the House Joint Resolution.
House Joint Resolution 1, District Court Commissioner's Authority, a joint resolution. A joint resolution proposing to amend the Wyoming Constitution and expand the authority of district court commissioners. Sponsored by the Judiciary Committee, be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
Doesn't appear to be any amendments. I would assume there would be some discussion in regard to House Joint Resolution 1. Question being called in regard to House Joint Resolution number 1. Having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll. And I would remind the body that this does require a two-thirds majority in order to pass.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
No.
Driscoll?
No.
Amrick? Esquibel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
No.
Hines?
No.
Jennings?
No.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
Meyer?
No.
Nicholas?
No.
Nutting?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
No.
Schiffer?
No.
Scott?
Aye.
Bonflatern? President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 19 ayes, 11 noes.
House Joint Resolution 1, having failed to receive the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the majority of the members elected to the Senate, House Joint Resolution 1 has failed to pass the Senate. Signing of the enrolled acts. House Enrolled Act 65. Read the Enrolled Act.
House Enrolled Act 65, being original House Bill 49.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 65, original House Bill 49. Have so signed. House Enrolled Act number 66.
House Enrolled Act number 66, being original House Bill 129.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 66, original House Bill 129. So signed. House Enrolled Act 67.
House Enrolled Act number 67, being original House Bill 235.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 67, original House Bill 235. Have so signed. House Enrolled Act number 68.
House Enrolled Act number 68, being original House Bill 249.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 68, original House Bill 249. Have so signed. House Enrolled Act 69.
House Enrolled Act number 69, being original House Bill 152.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 69, original House Bill 152. Have so signed. Senate, House Enrolled Act number 70.
Senate Enrolled Act number 70, being original House Bill 167.
Yeah, House Enrolled.
House Enrolled Act number 70, being original House Bill 167.
House Enrolled Act number 7. I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 70, original House Bill 167. Have so signed. House Enrolled Act number 71.
House Enrolled Act number 71, being original House Bill 179.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 71, original House Bill 179. Have so signed. House Enrolled Act number 72.
House Enrolled Act number 72, being original House Bill 202.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 72, original House Bill 202. So signed. House Enrolled Act number 73.
House Enrolled Act number 73, being original House Bill 206.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 73, original House Bill number 206. House Enrolled Act number 74.
House Enrolled Act number 74, being original House Bill 223.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 74, original House Bill 223. Have so signed. House Enrolled Act number 75.
House Enrolled Act number 75, being original House Bill 252.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 75, original House Bill 252. Have so signed. House Enrolled Act number 76.
House Enrolled Act number 76, being original House Bill 253.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 76, original House Bill 253. have so signed. House Enrolled Act number 77.
House Enrolled Act number 77, being original House Bill 255.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 77, original House Bill number 255. As so signed. House Enrolled Act number 78.
House Enrolled Act number 78, being original House Bill 259.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 78, original House Bill 259. Have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act number 73.
Senate Enrolled Act number 73, being original Senate file 29.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 73, original Senate file 29. So signed. Senate Enrolled Act 74.
Senate Enrolled Act number 74, being original Senate file 93.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 74, original Senate file 93. Have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 75.
Senate Enrolled Act number 75, being original Senate file 69.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 75, original Senate file 69. Senate Enrolled Act 76.
Senate Enrolled Act number 76, being original Senate file 112.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 76, original Senate file 112. I just so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 77.
Senate Enrolled Act number 77, being original Senate file 131.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 77, original Senate file 131. So signed. Senate Enrolled Act number, Senate Joint Resolution number 3. Senate Enrolled Joint Resolution number 3.
Senate Enrolled Joint Resolution number 3, being original Senate Joint Resolution 1.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Joint Resolution number 3, original Senate Joint Resolution number 1. Have so signed. Senate Enrolled Joint Resolution number 4.
Senate Enrolled Joint Resolution number 4, being original Senate Joint Resolution number 7.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Joint Resolution number 4, original Senate Joint Resolution number 7. Have so signed. Joint Conference Committee reports. Senator Geis, are you ready in regard to Senate message number 320 having to do with House Bill 8?
Yes, Mr. President.
Would the clerk read that in at this time, please?
Joint Conference Committee Report, House Bill 8, Wyoming Traditional Food Act, reference Senate message number 320. Signing for the House, Representative Semlich, Moniz, and Wallace. Signing for the Senate, Senator Geis and Driscoll.
Go ahead, Senator Geis.
Mr. President, I move
that we do adopt the Senate Conference Committee Report 320, being original House Bill 8. And what they did is they accepted the one Senate amendment to where we moved the completion date up upon a completion, and then we deleted the Senate amendment, which was the BBOT amendment, and they took it back to about what the original House bill was. And this is what the amendment that we adopted read on page 2, line 20, after dinners, insert charitable dinners and charitable cook-offs. And then on page 3, line 22, after, insert nothing, this article shall preclude an agency from providing assistance, consultation, or inspection when requested by traditional events or activity organizers. And so that's pretty much back to the original bill. And I'd ask you to vote aye on the conference report.
Senator Ross, did you have something, Mr. Majority Floor Leader?
Yes, I do. I have a question on if you deleted the BBOT amendment. That was, as I recall, that was the amendment that provided this exemption for those that had their own ordinances or home rule. Is that correct? If so, that to me is problematic.
Senator BBOT.
Thank you, Mr. President. That's exactly what this Joint Conference Committee report does. And if you recall some of the discussion we had on this particular bill that worked its way through, some concerns were brought to my attention by our staff relative to home rule and potentially some constitutional issues. When the House decided to turn that down, I had some more discussion with other members of our staff. And subsequent to that, it was determined that it was not a constitutional issue. However, if this were to pass the way it is, I want everybody to be sure and understand that in those particular communities, like the city of Cheyenne, that they may have, in fact, their own health inspector, then he would have to follow the rules of the state, not whatever he wanted to do.
Other comments? Motion is that the Senate do adopt the Joint Conference Committee Number 1 report on message 320, referencing House Bill 8, and that you've been asked to vote aye. Chief Clerk will please call the roll.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Amrick.
No.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert. Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
No.
Landon.
Aye.
Martin.
No.
Meyer.
Aye.
Nicholas.
No.
Nutting.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
No.
Rothfuss.
No.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 21 ayes, 9 noes.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee report on message number 320 in reference to House Bill 8. Senator Bebout, are you ready with message number 382 having to do with Senate Bill 9?
Yes, I am, Mr. President.
I'd ask that be read in at this time.
Joint Conference Committee report, Senate File 9, Economic Analysis. Reference House Message Number 382 to engrossed copy. Signing for the House, Representative Semla, Throne, and Wallace. Signing for the Senate, Senators Bebout, Geis, and Rothfuss.
Go ahead, Senator Bebout.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move adoption of the Joint Conference Committee report to reference House Message Number 382 to Senate File 9, Economic Analysis. Members of the Senate, if you'll recall this bill, there was originally appropriation on it of $312,000, and the Joint Appropriations Committee, after testimony, reduced that to $255,000 and one position. What the House did through their Appropriations Committee is added one at-will position for the entire year, and they also added the full-time position that was already in the bill. And, Mr. President, the discussion we had at the Conference Committee was that they felt that they really needed the two people to get this up and running and do it properly. And I recall the discussion we had in the Joint Appropriation Committee in the Senate that because of the rule implementation and some delays in it, we would not need that person that quickly. And so to compromise, we split the difference, Mr. President. Instead of the $68,000 they wanted, we did $34,000. It's going to take some time to get the rules in place. We felt that since this is a very important program, we ought to give them the position at will to do what they may need to do for 3 or 4 months and get that work done. And then certainly it's all May language, and they may not do that. And the one-time position will also be there. And I would ask for your favorable consideration to be answered. We could have to answer any questions.
Questions? The motion is that the Senate do adopt Joint Conference Committee report on message number 382 in reference to House Bill 9, and you've been asked to vote aye. Chief Clerk, or Senate file, I'm sorry, Senate file 9. Again, having to do with Senate file 9, and you've been asked to vote aye. The Chief Clerk will please call the roll.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Driscoll? Amrick,
aye.
Esquibel,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
aye.
Hines,
no.
Jennings,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Martin,
aye.
Meyer,
no.
Nicholas,
no.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
no.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer, Scott,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Anderson,
aye.
Closing vote, Landon, aye to no. Closing vote, closing vote, close, 23 ayes, 7 noes.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee report on message 382 in reference to Senate file 9. Senator Burns, go ahead, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, under Senate Rule 18-8 and having voted on the prevailing side, I ask for immediate reconsideration on House Bill 120.
Chief Clerk, call roll.
Barnard? Bebout?
No.
Burns?
No.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Driscoll?
No.
Amrick?
No.
Esquibel?
I'll vote no.
Geis?
No.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Hines?
No.
Jennings?
No.
Johnson,
no.
Landon,
no.
Martin,
no.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
no.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
no.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Rothfuss,
no.
Schiffer,
no.
Scott,
aye.
Von Flatern, President Anderson?
No.
Barnard?
No.
Closing vote? Senator Driscoll? Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 13 ayes, 17 noes.
Reconsideration has failed. Do we have concurrences? I'm going to repeat that again just for the oral record. Reconsideration vote on House Bill 120 has failed. Senator Meyer, I have a message number 439 in regard to Senate File 109. Are you ready for that?
Yes, I am, Mr. President.
I'd ask that be read in at this time.
February the 28th, 2011, from the House of Representatives, message number 439, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 109, State Park Temporary Peace Officers. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 59, excused 1. The House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move for concurrence on message 439 to Senate File 109, Mr. President. Mr. President, the House did a little bit of wordsmithing over there. They caught one place where I thought we had probably taken care of it, but we didn't, and that is over in Romanet 3 little I. On page 2 after line 24, the citations there, E, F, and J, are brand inspectors, arson, and outfitters that this section does not apply, so they can't be temporary peace officers at state parks. The House actually added brand inspectors. I think it was a good amendment, and I ask for the body's favorable consideration.
Discussion? Motion is that the Senate do concur in regard to Senate File 109, and you've been asked to vote aye. Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Nutting.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Slatern.
Aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 no.
I have a joint conference committee report here for Senator Bebout. Is that in order with the concurrences? Concurrence? Okay. Yeah, okay, that goes there. I think Senator Bebout's already active. Okay. Message number 439, referencing Senate File 109. You have voted to concur. Senator Hicks, just a minute. Let's go to Senator Hicks, and I'll get back to Senator Bebout.
President Anderson, pursuant to the Senate rules, I would ask for an immediate reconsideration on House Joint Resolution 1. Having voted on the prevailing side.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
No.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
No.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
No.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
No.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
No.
Jennings.
No.
Johnson.
No.
Landon.
Aye.
Martin.
Meyer.
No. Nicholas.
No.
Nutting.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Rothfuss?
No.
Schiffer?
No.
Scott?
No.
Von Platern?
Aye.
President Anderson?
No.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 17 ayes, 13 noes.
Reconsideration is passed. Roll call on the joint resolution.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Dockstader?
No.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Amrick?
Aye.
Esquibel?
Aye.
Geis?
No.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Hines? Jennings?
No.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
Meyer?
No.
Nicholas?
No.
Nutting?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
No.
Schiffer?
No.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Platern?
Aye.
President Anderson?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 20 ayes, 10 noes.
By your vote, House Joint Resolution Number 1, having received the majority vote of the Senate, has passed the Senate. Point of order, that was, how many votes was that? 20, that's what I heard. Yes. Yes. It's all the same. Has received the necessary two-thirds vote. Now we've kind of oscillated back and forth between concurrences and joint conference committee reports. And what we're going to do is we're going to do one more joint conference committee report. Then we're going to go back to the concurrences, since that's the script I have at hand. So the Joint Conference Committee report, Senator Bebout, we're referencing message number 382 now. Okay, that's back on my desk here. That's already been voted on, so I'll give that back to the clerk. It's not to be in the file. Okay, we're all set. You're fine, Senator Bebout. We are working on concurrences. Concurrence, message number 437, Senator Nutting. Are you ready? I'd ask that be read in at this time.
February the 28th, 2011, from the House of Representatives, message number 437, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 90, Wyoming Nurse Practice Act Amendments. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 59, excused 1. House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendment. Tricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Nutting, go ahead.
Mr. President, I ask that the body concur on message number 437 to Senate File 90, Wyoming Nurse Practice Act Amendments. The House very significantly changed this bill from the form that it left the Senate in. This had been a bill to allow the State Board of Nursing to have some cost recovery for when disciplinary actions, after having gone through the necessary multiple steps for discipline, that they'd be allowed to have some cost recovery if the person continued to challenge the decision. The House completely struck all that language, so they removed nearly all of page 2. They did, however, keep section 33-29-146, disciplining licensees and certificate holders and grounds, so that they can, they have the authority to discipline certificate holders as well as licensed nursing personnel. I have talked with the State Board of Nursing, and while the majority of this Senate file was not retained, they do ask that you vote yes on the remaining section because it also is important, and they can reintroduce cost recovery in another year if they so desire. So I do ask the body to vote aye on this concurrence request.
Is there any discussion? The motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 90. You've been asked to vote aye. Chief Clerk, will please call the roll.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis. Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Meyer. Meyer.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Nutting.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Geis.
Excused.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have concurred on Senate File 90. Senator Hicks, are you ready in regard to message number 438 having to do with Senate File 91? Senator Hicks, we'll go ahead and read that in.
February the 28th, 2011, from the House of Representatives, message number 438, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 91, Wildlife Livestock Disease Research Partnership Funding. Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 58, noes 1, excused 1. House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendment. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Go ahead, Senator Hicks.
Members of the body, I would ask for a yes vote on message number 438, which was the original Senate File 91, Wildlife Disease Research Partnership Funding, and I'd like to move for concurrence on that. If I may, there was two changes that the House did on this. They moved the appropriation of $125,000 from the budget reserve account into the general fund. I would like to defer any questions on that issue to the good chairman of the Appropriations Committee. The only other thing that the House did, they did find a mistake in the citing the appropriate citation and just changed that so it reads correctly right there currently. And with that, I would ask for the body's consideration as a concurrence with a yay vote.
Questions? The motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 91. You've been asked to vote aye. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns. Case.
No.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Emmerich. Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert. Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Nutting.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Schiffer. Scott.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 no.
By your vote, you have concurred on Senate File 91. Senator Bebout, are you ready in regard to message number 445 having to do with Senate File 58?
Yes, I am, Mr. President.
I'd ask that be read in at this time.
February the 28th, 2011, from the House of Representatives, message number 445, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 58, Landowner Rights in Wind Energy Development. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 59, excused 1. The House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Go ahead, Senator Rebout.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move adoption of the concurrence requested message number 445 to Senate File 58, Landowner Rights in Wind Energy Development. And members of the Senate, what the House did is some wordsmithing. If you could look at page 8, line 10, the original language had objections raised in oral or written testimony. They deleted that and inserted comments presented. I ask that you vote aye and be glad to answer any questions.
Questions? Motion is that the Senate do concur in regard to Senate File 58. You've been asked to vote aye. Chief Clerk will please call the roll.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Amrick?
Aye.
Esquivel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Nutting?
Aye.
Perkins? Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Platern,
aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
By your vote, you have concurred on Senate File 58. Senator Bebout.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, may I have privilege of the floor?
You may.
Thank you, Mr. President. Member of the Senate, I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce my wife, Lorraine, who's up in the balcony off to my right. Hi, honey.
Welcome. It does bring a smile to that big guy's face, I'll tell you what. Senator Landon. Are you ready in regard to message number 444 having to do with Senate File 38? I'd like the reading clerk to read that in at this time.
February the 28th, 2011, from the House of Representatives. Message number 444, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File number 38, School Athletic Safety. Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 42, no 17, excused 1. House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendment. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Go ahead, Senator Landon.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move message 444 referencing Senate file 38 and ask the body to vote no. This fellow senators was a bill that we passed in the first two or three days of the session, so I've got to drop back a couple of months and remind you what this one is all about. This was our concussion bill, and as it left this chamber, you'll remember that we gave the powers to the State Board of Education to oversee this program. Well, what we got in return is a bill that was nothing like what we sent over there. We actually, through the work of the Standing Committee on the other side, had this bill in pretty good shape. We had some definitions involved. We tightened up, what we meant by head injury versus concussion. And I thought had it in pretty good shape with regard to the rules promulgation. What they did on second reading over there was to strip the bill completely apart, and they've turned over the duties to the superintendent of public instruction, as well as the local boards. Now,
that actually is something that I think will work. And I do think that this bill has a chance to still accomplish what the Senate set out to do, and that is to protect our student athletes out there and perhaps avoid some second impact injury. But, Mr. President, we really feel like we ought to go over there and visit with them a little bit to make sure that this bill is going to do what the Senate intended, and so I would ask for you to vote no.
Motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 38, and you've been asked to vote no. Chief Clerk will please call the roll.
Barnard?
No.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
No.
Case?
No.
Christensen?
No.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
No.
Dockstader?
No.
Driscoll?
No.
Emmerich?
No.
Esquibel?
No.
Geis?
No.
Hastert?
No.
Hicks?
No.
Hines?
No.
Jennings?
No.
Johnson?
No.
Landon?
No.
Martin?
No.
Meyer?
No.
Nicholas?
No.
Nutting?
No.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
No.
Ross?
No.
Rothfuss?
No.
Schiffer?
No.
Scott?
No.
Von Flatern?
Aye.
President Anderson?
No.
Closing vote?
Aye.
Von Flatern, aye to no. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 1 aye, 29 noes.
By your vote, you have failed to concur on Senate File 38. Joint Conference Committee, Landon, Nutting, Perkins. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, I believe that clears the desk.
Mr. President,
well, you have someone.
Before I make the appropriate motion, I have an announcement to make, if I may. The composite photos and your pictures are in the office now at Sandy Kidd's office, leadership office. The pages could hand them out, or you can pick them up as you so choose. But the photographer that took the photos is in town tonight and tomorrow morning if anyone's order is incorrect. With that, Mr. President, I move that the Senate stand adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, March 1st.
Okay, Mr. Majority Floor Leader, we're gonna hold the action on that motion for a minute. We do have, I guess, a pile of messages from the House here. In order to keep our House in order, we'll go ahead and read these messages from the House. Then we'll come back and act upon your motions.
February 28, 2011, from the House of Representatives, message number 456, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, House Bill 20, Medicaid Reimbursement of Services. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number one report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 55, noes 3, excused 1, absent 1. February 28, 2011, from the House of Representatives, message number 457, conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee number 1. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to House Bill 174. The House conferees are Representative McComey, Chairman, Representative Gingrich, and Lauck. February the 28th, 2011, from the House of Representatives, message number 458, conferees appointed Joint Conference Committee number 1. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to House Bill 107. The House conferees are Representative Brown, Chairman, Representatives Botten and Throne. February the 28th, 2011, from the House of Representatives, message number 459, conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee number 1. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with the like committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 85. The House conferees are Representative Moniz, Chairman, Representatives Gay and Crone. Message number 460, conferees appointed. Joint Conference Committee number 1, Mr. President. Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with the Light Committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 25. The House conferees are Representative Davidson, Chairman, Representative Connolly and Gear. Message number 461, conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee number 1, Mr. President. The Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with the Light Committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 50. The House conferees are Representative Harvey, Chairman, Representative Kasparik, and Dave Zwanitzer. Message number 462, conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee number 1, Mr. President. The Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with the Light Committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 102. The House conferees are Representative Harvey, Chairman, Representatives Petroff and Qualberg. Message number 463, conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee number 1, Mr. President. Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with the Light Committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 70. The House conferees are Representative Teeters, Chairman, Representative Harshman and Madden. Message number 464, conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee number 1, Mr. President. The Speaker appointed House conferees meet with the Light Committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 107. The House conferees are Representative Childers, Chairman, Representative Eklund and Throne, Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
That does clear the desk. There is a yes, Senator. We'll call for some announcements here. There is a motion in regard to the adjournment that was made earlier, and now I would call for announcements. So go ahead, Senator Geisen.
Senate, your Select Water Committee will meet tomorrow at noon recess to elect officers and amendments.
Senator Bebout.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, your Joint Conference Committee on House Bill 174 will be tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., March 1st, Tuesday, in S18.
Senator Cole.
Mr. President, your Recalibration Committee on House Bill 127 will meet here shortly in about 10 minutes with the Light Committee from the House over in room H10, the House Education Room.
Senator Meyer.
Committee on Joint Conference for Senate File 107 will meet in S13 at 8 a.m.
Senator Burns.
Mr. President, your Joint Conference Committee on House Bill 100 will meet immediately upon adjournment in room S11, the Education Committee room.
Senator Martin.
Yeah, sure. Mr. President, the Joint Conference Committee on Senate File 25, Long-Term Services and Support, will meet at 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm not sure which room yet, upstairs. Try to get the corporation's room.
Senator Hicks.
Mr. Chairman, Joint Conference Committee will be meeting again tomorrow on House Bill 74 at 12:15 in Senate at 1.
Senator Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Joint Appropriations Committee is going to have a class on retirement issues beginning tomorrow at 8 a.m. until we come back into order, and also the following day. If all of you want to learn about retirement issues, you're free to attend. Thank you.
Are there other announcements? Majority Floor Leader's motion was that the Senate be adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion has carried. We are now adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow, March 1st. We are adjourned.